This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Donderdag 30 April, the Get Up and Go Breakfast op Radio Disa en Kaapse Kansel en dis nou 7:15 en daar was Ilan van Staden met Jesus. Nou is dit tyd vir boodskap van professor Dion Foster van die Vrye Universiteit Amsterdam en ook die Universiteit Stellenbosch.
And on this week I've been thinking a great deal about Sabbath and not simply Sabbath as a day off, but Sabbath as a whole way of living before God. Now, here in the Netherlands, there are still some stores that are closed on a Sunday and people don't go shopping. It's quite remarkable for such a highly secularized country, but I still remember how that used to work in South Africa. Now, in Scripture, Sabbath is a much deeper concept than just a day of rest from work. It's a way of remembering that humans are not machines, that we are not merely producers or earners or achievers or consumers, but it reminds us that we are beloved creatures of God. And what I want to do today, just in a minute or two for us, is speak a little bit about the biblical concept of sabbatical living as a form of Christian discipleship. So not laziness, not escape, not withdrawal from responsibility, but Sabbath as a way of becoming more faithful, more free, more loving, more attentive, worshipful to God, more attentive to our neighbors and to creation. Now, the key to this idea comes to us from Mark chapter 2, verses 27 to 28, where Jesus speaks about the Sabbath. And he says, "The Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. For the Son of Man is Lord even over the Sabbath." And just this reminds us that when religious leaders had turned the Sabbath into a burden, Jesus told them that the Sabbath was God's gift. It was made for life. It was not meant to crush us. It was meant to be an opportunity for us to be restored. And in the Bible, we also see that Sabbath is never only private. It's never only about my rest or my well-being. Sabbath always included the workers, the servants, the foreigners, the animals, even the land and water and all of creation. And when we read the Bible, we see that Sabbath invites us to ask some questions. Who is being exhausted? Who or what is being exploited? Which parts of creation are being used without rest, without reverence, without renewal? Now, here's another interesting thing about Sabbath in the Scripture. The first Sabbath in Scripture begins with God. In Genesis, we read Genesis chapter 1 that God created the heavens and the earth and the land and the sea and the plants and the animals and even human beings, and then God rests. Now, God doesn't rest because God is lazy. God rests because creation is good. That's what we are told. Sabbath is God's holy delight in creation. It's the pause in which God looks upon all that God has made and sees that creation is good. Now, that I think matters deeply in our time because we often treat creation only as a resource, land to be developed and water to be consumed, forests to be cleared, animals to be used, and people to be employed. And sabbatical living teaches us creation is not first a commodity, it's a gift from God. As we read in the Psalms, the earth belongs to the Lord. Now, the reason that this has been close to my heart is because currently, as I mentioned last week, Archbishop Thabo Makgoba, the Archbishop of Cape Town, is with us here in Amsterdam. He's spending his sabbatical with us here at the Vrije Universiteit in Amsterdam. And he's working specifically on theology and creation care, so justice for creation. And I find that incredibly meaningful. Here is a senior church leader, someone who has carried enormous responsibility in South Africa, in the Anglican Church worldwide, in public life. And yet, he's showing us that even the most important people need Sabbath. Sabbath is not simply time off, but what Archbishop Thabo is showing us is that it's time set apart, time to pray, time to reflect, time to listen, time to study, time to write, time to discern what God may be saying for the next season. And this is what Archbishop Tabo is doing with us here. He's inviting us, excuse me, who are around him, to recognize that creation belongs to God and that we belong to each other. The land must rest, animals must rest, workers must rest, families must rest, communities must rest, even church leaders must rest. And when we refuse Sabbath, we don't become more fruitful, more faithful. We often become less human, less loving, less joyful, less attentive to God. I recently read a beautiful little book by one of my favorite authors, an Old Testament scholar called Walter Brueggemann. The little book is entitled Sabbath as Resistance, Saying No to the Culture of Now. And he has a very powerful point that he makes in this book. He says, Sabbath is not merely a religious practice. It can be a very strong act of Christian discipleship, an act of resistance. It's a way of saying no to Pharaoh's logic, to Pharaoh's world. And he draws upon the narrative of the Exodus. Pharaoh's empire was built on endless production, more bricks, more work, more pressure, more anxiety, and there was no rest, only demand for the Israelites. But when God liberates Israel, God gives them Sabbath. And that means that Sabbath is a sign of freedom. Now, what I want to do for us today in closing is to say this is why I think Sabbath is an important thing for us who are disciples of Jesus Christ. It invites us to learn to stop before God. And that may be a little time at the beginning of the day. I always set aside an hour or so at the beginning of the day to read, just to be quiet in God's presence, to pray. Sometimes I do it for a week, sometimes even for longer during the year, taking the sabbatical rest. It teaches me to stop performing, stop grasping, stop competing, stop consuming, and to stop imagining that everything depends upon me, upon us. Sabbath teaches us to receive God's gift as a grace. Now, most of us cannot take a sabbatical, but all of us can begin with the practice of sabbatical living. We can ask, why has busyness become a badge of honor? Why am I living as if everything depends upon me? And where do I need to say no so that I can say a deeper yes to God? So I want to invite you this week, find some space to give as a sabbatical gift to God and to yourself and to those around you. Switch off your phone, walk outside, notice the trees, the birds, the sky, the wind. Eat a meal slowly with family and friends. Refuse unnecessary shopping. Spend extra time in prayer without rushing and allow someone else to rest. Remember, Jesus told us that the Sabbath was made for humankind and it's God's gift to us. God bless you this week as you join me and many others in sabbatical living.
Baie dankie aan professor Dion Foster daar van Vrye Universiteit Amsterdam en ook Universiteit Stellenbosch. Dis Radio Disan Kaapse Kansel. Dis nou 23 minute oor 8. Dankie dat jy ingeskakel is. Goeiemôre.
Let me hear in the morning.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.